Let it shine on. Let it shine on. Let your light from your lighthouse shine on me. Let it shine on, let it shine on, let your light from your lighthouse shine on me. Let it shine on, let it shine on, let your light from your lighthouse shine on me. Well, let it shine on, let it shine on, let your light from the lighthouse shine on me. Well, my Lord, He done just what He said. Let your light from the lighthouse shine on me. He healed the sick and He raised the dead. Let your light from the lighthouse shine on me. Well, let it shine on, let it shine on, let your light from the lighthouse shine on me. Let it shine on, let it shine on, your light from the lighthouse shine on me. Well, I know I got religion and I ain't ashamed. Let your light from the lighthouse shine.
Maria McKee, let your light shine on me. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and Chad Green and Alexis Thompson's out there too. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, and Phoenix. Brand new, we're so happy that you're able to be with us. WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio. Thank you. Figured out they what they call the wind? Mariah, that's what they call the wind. That's from the musical Paint Your Wagon. Bobby Osborne of the Osborne Brothers doing that. Coming up, Holloway Williams live in the studio with music that I think you'll enjoy. Thanks for being with us.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Holloway Williams. Coming up in just a few moments, we're going to hear one more song from the album we've been featuring this morning, Taj Mahal and Rai Cooter, their first album together in 57 years. It's called Get On Board, the songs of Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee, and this is one I think you'll recognize.
Oh, what a beautiful city. Oh, what a beautiful city. Oh, what a beautiful city. 12 gates to the city. Hallelujah. South, three gates in the east, and three gates in the west. That makes 12 gates to the city.
Taj Mahal and Rai Cooter. That's a fine album the two of them put together. Just released last week, Get On Board, the songs of Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee, their first studio album in 57 years. I haven't nearly mentioned enough that 1 week from today, May 7th, is Doors Open Pittsburgh. And They have a special Northside event where over 30 buildings are open for tours, buildings of historic significance. And I'm thrilled to say that we are one such place. You can come and visit us. I'm going to tell you a secret in just a moment. You can go to doorsopenpgh.org for more information. They are selling tickets that will entitle you to visit the 30-plus sites that are participating. But if you want to come and see us, there's no need for a ticket. We'll be here between 10 and 4 o'clock. I hope that Ricky and I are here. Well, we'll be here between 10 and noon and probably until about 1 o'clock. But other members of our team will be here as well. You can see our brand new Youth Media Center, our expanded studios, and be among the first to do it. That's next Saturday, May 7th, between 10 and 4 o'clock. And if you can't make it, there will be some other open house events coming up as well. Holloway Williams is here, and I can't wait to have you hear her. She has a beautiful voice and some terrific songs. We'll talk with her after her first song. Here is Holloway Williams.
Sometimes swallowing sorrow's not enough when you got no sugar for your tea and no more laughter in your lungs. I try to find the light for so long, but when you're broken in your bed, it's more than limbs that have to mend. Teardrops fall on sheets along with every broken dream that I plastered in my mind. I should wait for June, 'cause summer barely sees the moon in the darkness that's nearby. I could be brand new, could change my name, could start again. Would you hold my hand? Would you be my friend and help the part of me that has trouble falling asleep? Would it be so wrong if you helped me with this song? I want to sing again, I want to feel again. I brand new, could change my name, could start again. Being in alignment sets us free. This time I'm doing it right, this time I'll be happy. OPTIMISTIC, you could say there's no other way. Change my name, could start again, could run to you, could catch your fall, could lend a hand. I could be happy if love was even an option. I could be happy if I really wanted, help me out of this hole. Deep inside, you can take control. Carve your heart in my tree. The bark is burning, the roots are heavy.
That's Holloway Williams here at the Saturday Light Brigade. We were talking about allergies a moment ago, and I caught one. Just as you were singing. Tell me a little bit about the song.
So this was the first song that I ever released. It's called Start Again. It's self-produced. I produced it, mixed it, mastered it, the whole shebang. And I released it on Spotify and other streaming platforms about, it was last June. this song was basically about me kind of choosing to be happy after going through a lot of dark things in my life, and struggling with mental illness as a result. And just deciding, you know, my identity doesn't have to be all of these bad things that have happened to me. I can start again. I can change my name. Holloway Williams is my stage name. And kind of, you know, make this version of me, and which kind of like getting in tune with like my inner child and such. Just being happy and positive.
Yeah, hi. I was listening to you spell optimistic in that song, and it's funny you started to spell it, and I said I hope it's going to be optimistic.
Yeah,
can you tell me a little bit about just yourself, where you were raised, where you're from?
Yeah, so I am from outside of Pittsburgh, about an hour. I grew up in a little town called Armagh, which is in Indiana County. I went to United High School in that area. We graduated probably 77, so a small school in the country.
It's A-R-M-A-G-H. I don't know that town, and I know the area pretty well. That's
yeah,
the new
it's
one.
It's between Johnstown and Indiana, but yeah, I mean it really is like in the middle of nowhere. But yeah, I kind of got a love of music doing choir and band, and in high school I was a part of every musical organization that we had: theater, drama club, that kind of stuff. Yeah, then I went on to college, and then I moved to Pittsburgh.
Well, fantastic. What did you study in school?
In school, I went to IUP for communications media with minors in music and women's studies. And I've always said that my mission is to empower women and young queer folk who... like through the arts and through music.
Yeah, and Indiana has great programs in those areas.
It's a very artsy kind of town, little college town.
We'll talk a little bit more about your music. This is Holloway Williams. What would you like to play next?
This next song is called Vibin'. This is a song that I played with my band that I was in. We have since dissolved, but it's a fun one. I hope you like it.
Covered in your cartilage makes me weak inside.
believe. Babe, I know it might be unrequited, but I would be lying to myself if I said we were vibing, vibing, vibing. Babe, I know it might be hard to buy it, but I have been crying and I'm telling you, baby, we're vibing, vibing, vibing. Yeah.
Beautifully done. What was the name of that song again? Vibin'.
Vibin'.
Yep. Vibin'. You're listening to Holloway Williams here at the Saturday Light Brigade. So you've got music out on Spotify that
yes.
people can find. Are you playing out much?
So I've taken a little break, but I have a few shows in May coming up. And after that, it's just performance after performance. So yeah, you can find my performances, the list of my schedule on my website, and you can find that through my Instagram is probably the easiest way. But playing at a few festivals, but also some events at Bakery Square and on the Mon. So yeah, pretty excited about
You've
it.
You've got a lot going on.
That's, yeah,
great. How long? You mentioned you had a band. Mm-hmm. When is this your first foray as a solo artist?
Yeah, kind of. So like I mentioned before, I was doing a lot of like classical and musical theater, and that was kind of what my focus was in college. And I was also a part of an a cappella group, and that kind of sparked my interest for being in a band. I mean, I always had like a dream of being in a band, but yeah, after I graduated, I had formed a band with one of my friends, and we played before the pandemic and a little bit after, and then yeah, we decided to part ways, and I'm now working on my solo stuff, and a big chunk of that is, like I said before, I do produce, so I've put a lot more energy and focus into the production element of things.
Excellent. I want to, we're going to have some more songs from you coming up in a moment. I want to take a short little break, if we can, and we'll be right back with more music from Holloway Williams.
Stop and talk. Her feet, they covered the whole sidewalk, and I sang her a little tune. Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight? Come out tonight, come out tonight. Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight and dance by the light of the moon? All my life, she was by my side. Her hair is brown and her eyes are blue. Her eyes are blue, her eyes are blue. Her voice is sweet as the morning dew, and I want her to be my bride. Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight? Come out tonight, come out tonight. Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight and dance by the light of the moon? With a gal
knocking, and her heel kept a knocking, and her toes kept a rocking. I danced with a gal with a hole in her stocking, and we danced by the light of the moon. Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight? Come out tonight, come out tonight. Buffalo gals, won't you come out tonight and dance by the light of the moon?
Rosenthal at the Saturday Light Brigade with a song I think you probably recognize. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a network of great community stations and internet radio stations, including slbradio.org/radio and a welcome to Loudspeaker 1, Fort Collins, Colorado, and all of our affiliates. Holloway Williams is here with us, and we wanted to take a break and make a couple quick adjustments, which we've now done. And I'd like to get right back to the music. What would you like to play next?
This one is off of an album that I'm about to release within the next few months. It's called Perfume.
Sometimes I'm a princess, sometimes I'm the prince, even though I come off foolish. What I say is exactly what I mean. I've been holding my breath, loving you. To hold me back or hold me close, what will you choose? I wanna hide somewhere beautiful. I wanna dance in the shape of you. I wanna lie in a field of gold. I wanna leave smelling your perfume. And I don't wanna go through the season alone. I thought last year was the last time, but now I don't know. I'm waiting for the day I feel it beat inside. I miss feeling every feeling that reminds me that I'm alive. Somewhere beautiful. Watch the sunset project our shadows on a hillside. I wanna play you the song that I wrote. I wanna see you swimming naked in the moonlight. It's on the tip of my tongue, I can taste it. I can't waste this opportunity life has given me. I'm afraid that I will mess it up, but I don't wanna live in this world alone. My heart's bleeding in my hands, but I can't let go. I'm waiting for the day I feel it beat inside. I miss feeling every feeling that reminds me that I'm alive. My self-indulgent fantasies sometimes feel like grief to me. The movie's playing in my head, but you left the script unread. Sometimes I feel everything, sometimes I feel nothing. Sometimes there's no energy, sometimes I'm just bluffing. Sometimes I'm the centerpiece and sometimes I'm the table. I'd give almost everything to feel like I'm stable. But I brush it under the rug again. Any lingering dust I just settled unwanted. I create someone new that I can call a friend. Catching up steals my luck and tells you that I should get better in the end. I could be better in the end. We could be better. be better in the end.
Holloway Williams here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Tell me a little bit about your writing style. And you strike me as somebody who probably writes words yes. primarily before music. Am I right?
Yeah, actually. So my process usually, like 9 times out of 10, I find myself writing in my car a lot. So let's say like maybe, you know, I experience something, I'm having like higher emotions, and the words just kind of come to me. And usually they're accompanied by a melody, sometimes not. And I kind of like fiddle with that, depending on whatever story I'm telling, whatever mood I'm in. But yeah, usually the words come first. And I usually get a good verse or chorus or both. And then I kind of play and toy from there. Sometimes I set things down, let it breathe and let it be, kind of wait for life to tell me the rest of the story to finish it out. But yeah, that's kind of how things go.
Well, I'm curious if you're driving and an idea strikes you, and I think it sounds like you get ideas in bursts sometimes.
I do.
What do you do?
Yeah, so my voice memo app is it is a feature on my home screen on my phone, so it is easily accessible for me to just, okay, like I'm thinking of something, and I go and I just like whisper it into my phone. My phone consists of I think 200 voice memos right now. And yes, you can hear like the like in the background from like the road. And but yeah, that's just how my brain likes to write songs. It's just that's the environment that I'm usually in when I feel creative.
Yeah, your songs are really especially literate. I can tell you've taken some time to think through the lyrics. Have you gone out on tour at all? Or
no. So I have had two other solo performances so far in my Holloway career, I guess. So this summer in Pittsburgh, this will be my first time really playing shows for a bigger stage. I did do Pittsburgh Plays, which I was not performing my own stuff. We did a Fleetwood Mac cover a few months ago in December. So that was exciting to get myself in front of a lot of people
what
singing.
What did you play?
So I sang Dreams, and we had, you know, the band behind us. And I also sang Little Lies. So that was a really fun experience. So yeah, I'm ready to perform, and hopefully I am touring next year. That's my plan.
You're listening to Holloway Williams, and you can find her probably if you just Google her. It's Holloway Williams. Actually, her record label is Conema, right? And we put a link to Conema on it. I should have figured out the Johnstown, Indiana connection based on that.
Yeah, I grew up on the Conemaugh River, so Conemaugh Records is just kind of the namesake of what I produce myself.
Yeah, it's a good name. You've got a couple more, I think, right?
Yeah, two more.
Okay, and what would you like to do next?
So this next one is called Fixer Upper, and it is from the album that I just released that's called Rockabye, and you can find that on Spotify, Apple Tunes, or wherever you listen to music.
Excellent. Here again is, you sound great, by the way, here again is
you.
Holloway Williams.
Up in the attic, I thought about a secret world that waited for me. My daddy would pull down the ladder so I could climb up and disillude the fantasy. He made it a habit to take out the magic. He cracked the foundation he laid when he left that day. Negligence has led to this, and now nature's coming back with a vengeance. Up in flames, I lose my idea of safer places. I ran away from glass that shattered out of a broken home. Through the smoke, I mirrored all the ways I could have saved a second story where I didn't. For a place that never was, the hurting took root in my stomach. Now the weight is just oversized luggage. I prayed for peace, and now all I am is numb. This fortress was made for survival. 'Cause I'm the queen, but I don't want the title. I just want to be loved. Up in flames, I lose my idea of safer places. Through the smoke and mirrors, you would think this dwelling stable. It comes with hesitation, some rehabilitation. Pour out the new foundation, I must be worth.
Holloway Williams, tell me about the guitar that you've got. Any history to it?
Honestly, not much. As far as just playing guitar, I've been playing probably since I was 15 or 16, and I picked it up just for songwriting purposes, honestly. And yeah, I got this specific one about a year ago, 2 years ago, for just like playing in my band. It's a little bit easier. I have like literally like joint problems, so an electric's easier to play than an acoustic. As silly as that is,
I'm curious basically about the curious about that. So the pressure on your fingers is a little bit easier.
Yeah, I have some like double jointed like issues, so I have like they kind of like go out of place. So playing honestly can be difficult sometimes, which is not great as a songwriter. But yeah, I manage, and
I've never tried to play an electric guitar. I certainly acoustic quite mm-hmm. a bit, and it can be tough, one, at least for me, to bend my fingers exactly correctly, but yeah. Also the calluses you need to develop. So it never really – I never thought about it. The electric is a little easier in terms of – is it pressure or is it also dexterity?
Both, I would say, yeah, and it's just like thinner in general.
Yeah, I never thought about that. Yeah. So that's – that explains it. I was going to ask you, you sound great.
Thank
and
you.
You're accompanying yourself wonderfully, but I was curious if you ever thought of an acoustic guitar, because a lot of your songs are
yes.
of the ilk that you would hear
done. Oh, yes, I'm aware.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was kind of like toying. It's like, okay, am I having like a high like pain issue day, so we went with the electric today.
No, it makes complete sense, and the guitar is turquoise. You can't see it on the radio, I don't think, but, or I guess turquoise, is that the right?
Yeah, like a teal sea foam kind
yeah,
of.
Teal's better,
yeah.
And a Strat. What's the way that people can find your music most easily? Is it
so you can go to Spotify, Apple Music. You can just type in Holloway Williams. I'll pop up. And like I said, my first album is called Rockabye. So if you see that, that's me. another way is through Facebook or Instagram. That's usually the easiest. You can just type in my name and I should pop up.
Excellent. And we've linked to Holloway 2, and you'll be able to hear this performance again soon at neighborhoodvoices.org. Our last chance to talk, not forever, but for this morning. Is there anything that you wanted to mention that I didn't give you space to mention, or that you want to say?
Not really. But I guess I'm pretty excited about my next album that I'm going to be releasing. I haven't really announced much on it yet, but like I said, it's self-produced. My songs sound much different than a live acoustic version. So I encourage you to check out my old stuff and also get ready for my new album. It's called Rightly So, and it's an EP of 6 songs, and Perfume is featured on it, and a few others. It's definitely like a spring summer album. It's really
fun. Are you playing multiple instruments on it? Or?
Yeah, so I say that I'm kind of I can play every instrument at like an average level. So that's kind of another thing that like drew me to the production side of things. And I'm really passionate about composing. And that's been with classical stuff, etc. So you can hear different elements of like classical musical theater, jazz, things that I had studied before in my music.
That'll be fun. Do you know when it's coming out?
Don't have a specific date, but I'm wrapping things up as we speak at my home studio.
Maybe so. This year? You think?
Oh, definitely this year. Good. Definitely within probably the next 2 months. So.
Excellent. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's longer. Well, Holloway Williams is who you've been hearing and will hear for one more song. What do you want to finish up with?
This one is called A Matter of Time. This is the last song on my album, Rockabye. And this one is a testament to, like, kind of the lyric side of things, I would say. It has some pretty powerful and relevant messages for what's going on right now in the world. So I hope you enjoy it.
Holloway Williams, thanks for being with us.
Sometimes I feel like I've had enough pain for a lifetime. Everybody's walking around, I don't know how they carry on from day to day. And if I go by the smiles on their faces and they go by the smile on mine, why are we kidding ourselves? We got people dying in their beds. But there's enough time to take the blue light off our faces and look each other in the eye, knowing you're looking back into mine, confirming that I'm alive. And there's enough time to take a good look in the mirror and stop making excuses. Promise yourself all the love they left you to find. If you think you lost the meaning, it's just a matter of time. Sometimes I feel like I've had enough sound passing through me. Between midnight heartbreak, unspeakable grief, the days, and a million goodbyes. And if I try to cover it up with a note of a song or a whistle of a tune, would it be loud enough to take the hurt away? But there's enough time to gather up all your childhood melodies and words that bring you to your knees and drop them out like you never had a voice to sing. Apology, forgive all those moments that made you cry. The tears rolling onto your cheeks remind you that you're alive. And if you think you lost the meaning, it's just a matter of time. so confused right now. Grew up and then grew out. Threw away half my dreams. Shaved my head and scraped my knees. And it's gotta mean something. Tell me, how did I become a fixed cog at 21? A smiling play pretend. Try to begin again. And it's gotta mean something. Queen of Hearts was late, too late. She got dealt with the Ace of Spades. I don't wanna live my life 10 to 6 or 9 to 5. Paint my nails, change my clothes. Trying hard to not let go. And it's gotta mean something. It's all gotta mean. Right now, grew up and then grew out. Threw away half my dreams, shaved my head and scraped my knees. And it's gotta mean something.
Holloway Williams, thank you for being with us today.
Shy. And when you touch down, you'll find that it's stranger than known. Signs in the street that say where you're going are somewhere just being their own. Among those afraid of losing their ground, rain gray town, known for its sound, in places small faces unbound. Small faces unbound. Some standing alone.
truth. So when a young man came to his front door and said, tell me what to do with my life to make a difference and turn the wrong to right, come on, Mr. Douglas, won't you help me see the light? Frederick Douglass, freedom fighter, did not hesitate. He answered that man with only two words, agitate, agitate. Well, what did Frederick Douglass say? Agitate, agitate. Hey, what did Frederick Douglass say? Agitate, agitate. Well, what did Frederick Douglass say? Agitate, agitate. I said, what did Frederick Douglass say? Agitate, agitate. Before you taste the sweetest fruit, you've got to plow the ground. Can't have the beauty of the ocean without that mighty sound. But you know that it's the same when you struggle to be free. Those in power never give it up willingly. Those in power may try to confuse you, but let me set you straight. Without struggle, there is no freedom. You got to agitate. What did Frederick Douglass say? Agitate, agitate. Well, what did Frederick Douglass say? Agitate, agitate. Hey, what did Frederick Douglass say? Agitate, agitate. Hey, what did Frederick Douglass say? Agitate, agitate. You gotta be ready to seize the day. Now there's no time to wait. If you want to change the world, you've got to agitate. Shake the world, break the chains, take control of your fate. Remember what Frederick Douglass said, agitate, agitate. Well, what did Frederick Douglass say? Agitate, agitate. I said, what did Frederick Douglass say? Agitate, agitate. Well, what did Frederick Douglass say? Agitate, agitate. Yeah, what did Frederick Douglass say? Agitate, agitate. Yeah.
His name is Kevin Slick, and that song is called What Did Frederick Douglass Say? And then the answer is agitate. And you also, before him, had a chance to hear Leo Kottke and Mike Gordon with the song 8 Miles High, which I suspect that you recognized as you listened to it. Thanks to all of our guests today. It was a busy show at SLB, the Coloratura Quartet. It was also great to have the saxophone ensemble that was here with us today. Thanks to Cassandra Masters from Age Friendly Pittsburgh, Anna Deering of Vanka Murals. And once again, thanks to Holloway Williams for the performance you just heard from her. The Saturday Light Brigade comes to you from SLB Radio Productions. Learn more about us at SLB Radio. .org. Thanks to Chad for helping the trains run on time and for a great job mixing, and to Ricky, of course, also to Alexis and our whole team. We'll meet you here next week, Saturday morning, live for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. And thanks to Holloway Williams for the performance you just heard from her. The Saturday Light Brigade comes to you from SLB Radio Productions. Learn more about us at slbradio.org. Thanks to Chad for helping the trains run on time and for a great job mixing, and to Ricky, of course, also to Alexis and our whole team. We'll meet you here next week, Saturday morning, live for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
So Chad helps the trains run on time, so when the train runs past the studio here, it's Chad's fault? Now we know. Another shocking spectacle unraveled before the American public. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and on Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 12 o'clock. Started at 12:03, much more music time. Let me hear that band. Well, good afternoon, sports fans. It is I, your Deacon of Doo-Wop, your Salt of Swing, your Come Loudly graduate Chet of Institute of Group Workology, Jay Thurber, at 12:03. Much more music time. Here to put the move in your groove, the dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul right up until the 3 o'clock hour. The full-time request line open at 412-385-7450, 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Partly sunny skies today with a high of 69, chance of showers overnight with a low of 51. Right now outside our weather window, 57 degrees in downtown McKeesport. We'll check your full-time forecast in less than 15 minutes.
Please, good guy, hit.
This is Cool and the Gang on Radio 9. Bump, bump, bump. Bump-a-da-da-bump.